How can we ensure that COPAC remains non-partisan?
COPAC, incidentally, is that group of parliamentarians who are spearheading the writing of the Constitution. COPAC is basically a group of 25 members of parliament who form up the Parliamentary Select Committee. The composition of COPAC is that all the three political parties, including one chief, are in this committee. The composition of COPAC is that all the three political parties, including one chief, are in this committee. We have got 11 from MDCT, we have got 10 from ZANU-PF, we have got 3 from MDCM, and the chief I refer to. So by its very nature, one hopes that this grouping of persons will form checks and balances so that not one group is going to impose itself on the other, and that when something is done, it is something which is objectively beneficial not only to these groupings, but to the people of Zimbabwe as a whole. Further, in addition to COPAC, which spearheads the writing of this constitution, we also have two other committees which contribute to constitution making in Zimbabwe. We have got the steering committee and we have got the management committee. This means, therefore, that firstly, COPAC is counterbalancing having regard to its formation, and COPAC does not enjoy an unfettered role in carrying out its tasks, in that the management committee and the steering committee have got a say in this process, and this will obviously bring to bear on the conduct of COPAC. What I'm saying is this: you have got COPAC, which has got these members I refer to, you have got a management committee, and you have got a steering committee. So one hopes that the composition of COPAC, the management committee and the steering committee, which assist in the constitution-making process, will make sure that COPAC remains non-partisan.